That was wonderful. Guys, we have one more storyteller tonight, and then we're going to take you home with a song. You saw this this lady up here singing her heart out earlier. Now she's going to talk at you. This is Becca Brown.
Woo! Yeah. Ooh, I love this space so much. I love this show, and I love this couch. It's just like the therapy that I really need but cannot afford. Hi, I'm Becca. Okay, so this is the classic tale of a girl who is on a breather, so to speak. I was fucking some guy that was in a class with me. It was a year-long improv program at a renowned improv theater in Chicago. And we were in the same class, and we would fuck in very short, short-lived spurts. And between those spurts, we would always call it taking a breather. Okay? And while we were on said breather, it was Tinder town. This is when Tinder first started. I was, like, into it, and I would never actually, like, meet anybody because I secretly was like, I want this guy to be my boo, so I'm not gonna actually like go and fuck other people, but he was definitely fucking other people. The guy's a dick. I digress. So he royally pissed me off at one point. It was summer. Mama was horny and looking to just like sit on some wieners. So I was like, sorry, I'm getting so gross. I'm not sorry. I finally like got around to scheduling a date with a faceless man. He wasn't faceless. His pictures were on there, and we had like two, three, like Facebook mutual friends on Tinder, which is a feature that they have. So I like looked him up, and I was just like, oh, he's a music journalist. I learned from his Facebook. I learned that he's a music journalist, that he's half Korean and half Italian, which made this beautiful, beautiful man. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. This could be a good first actual meeting a person on Tinder. Yeah. So, oh, also he rode a Vespa. So we scheduled a date. We met at Bangers and Lace, which has a bomb-ass grilled cheese with a cold gazpacho type situation. Anyway, I got there. He's blackout drunk already. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And he's like, catch up to me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm going to have to probably. So I drink a handful of Negronis. A handful meaning five Negronis. I'm the kind of person that has different personalities with different liquors, and gin specifically turns me into a goddamn criminal mastermind. So that is important to this story. You should know. But then like things like whiskey and beer turn me into my own personal cheerleader, and I buy myself presents like a 10-foot-long iPhone cord. I never leave my bed. It's great. But gin. I drink five Negronis. I'm pretty tanked. Still not as tanked as Tinder John. Yeah. He is tanked. And he's like, let's go back to my crib. I live in Pilsen. And I'm in college at this point. I go to UIC. So I'm like, yeah, Pilsen's close to my house. I could do this. I could sleep over at this stranger's house. It's cool. So we Uber back to his crib in Pilsen. He left the Vespa. It's cool. He didn't drunk drive me on his Vespa to Pilsen from Wicker Park. And we're sitting in his living room, we're smoking rolly cigarettes and drinking more beer at this point. And he was just like, it's getting late. You want to go lie down? And I was just like, yeah, but it's sticky hot summer. And, I like to, before I fuck somebody, like wipe my boob sweat. I'm a human with problems. I mean, therapy, am I right? Yeah, so I'm like, I need a breather for a second. I literally said that to him, too. I remember specifically saying, I need to go take a breather. And I helped myself to his bathroom, wiped my titties down, and I was like, I can do this. I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, you're gonna fuck a stranger. I'm going to bring this in. We had not kissed. We had not touched each other sexually at all at this point. I go back into his room after I've splashed water on my face and wiped down my breasts. And he's passed out, butt naked, on his bed, with a condom on his flaccid wiener.
No! Yeah.
The story does not end there, friends. Okay? I'm, like, not gonna stay at this boy's house in Pilsen. I don't care if it's so close to my class the next day. Like, I'm like, no. This guy assumed that we were gonna bone. Even though, like, we totally were, but... but the fact that he assumed it made it not okay to me. I took a picture, which I still have. Fuck that guy, weirdo. Tinder John, man, what a creep. Yeah, I took a picture, and then I was like, not gonna pay for my own Uber, right? It's 3 a.m, but I don't deserve to have to pay for this Uber. Negroni Becca takes Tinder John's phone and tries to unlock it, and I couldn't get in. There was a password, so I was like, fuck. I grabbed his wallet. I grabbed his credit card. I entered his credit card information into my Uber account. I had to go out of my way. I was a fuck up in college. I had to go out of my way to grab his ID to check his zip code to put it in the Uber thing. I really wanted to go home. I lived in Andersonville at the time. So it was a surcharge, and the only thing that was available was one of those fancy black cars. I was just like, you know what? No, fuck this guy. I deserve this black car. He also made me pay for all my drinks at Bangers and Lace, all 5 Negronis, and Wicker Park can be pricey. So I get this black car. I find out that the Uber costs $75 to get me from Pilsen to Andersonville, right? The next day, I try to get into my Uber account, and it's suspended. I instantly called the Uber customer service, and I was just like, hey, I think I know what happened, but I let this guy put his credit card into my Uber account, and I was really drunk, and he was really drunk, and I think my account was flagged for fraud. And the Uber guy on the phone was like, oh, sweetie. Yeah, sweetie, it's okay. We'll get that all sorted out for you. Do you remember his name? And I was just like, actually, don't, oh God. I said his real name. Sorry. That's a really generic ass name though, so he's fine. And the Uber guy was like, oh, honey, sweet baby, we'll get that taken care of for you. We'll take that charge off. Don't worry about it. You're all set. So Tinder John never found out that I think he might have probably found out, but it got taken off his credit card, and I got away free, and I never drank a Negroni again. Thank you. Yeah. Biggest piece of shit in the world, Becca Brown.
Nah, you're fine. Former criminal Becca Brown.